Good morning, everybody, and Shavua Tov. So we're in Parakav Dalad of Hilchos Sanhedrin, and we've been talking about the discretion that Dayanim have, first and foremost, in the world of Dinei Mamonos. Then we talked about how that got rolled back, the Tzakana Saga Onim, Misharabu Batei Dinim, Mishenim Hagunim, or even if they were Hagunim, they didn't have the requisite Chach Malvina. And that's, you know, but still MS has to be able to prevail, and even in terms of Dina Nefashos, we talked about Makin Va'onsin Shalom in Adin, and Malkin Alotov Hashmua. And the last thing that we discussed was Hefker, Best, and Hefker. So again, connected. This is now in a series, V'chein, 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 the next halacha, V'chein. Yesh L'dayin, this is based on the Gemara Moed Katan, Lindo, Sulahacharim, to excommunicate, Mishenu Ben Nidoy, Kidei Ligdor Peretz, Kifima Sheira Lo, V'asha Tzrich L'kach, V'yomer Shinido, V'acharimo, Al daito v'yifarsim chato berabim shenamar. This is based on the pasuk in Shiras Devora. Oru meiroz amar malach Hashem. Oru aror yoshva kilo vol ezras Hashem ezras Hashem bagiborim. So the Rambam here, again, is citing from the Gemara, where the Gemara says that, of course, Beis Din does have this power, and it's all derived from this pasuk. The Kesef Mishnah notes that it would be important, you know, for the Shliach Beis Din to say that he's not acting as vigilante in this case, because it's not a typical case that we would be Macharim or Minada for, but he's acting Aldas Adam Gadol. So the Gemara in Moed Katan is Daf Tezayin. We'll get into it a little bit more tomorrow. But the Gemara says, Minalan de Mishamtinan, how do we know that we have this authority? Dichsiv Oru Meiroz, Dehachi Savar de Gavaraba, that this is what the Gavaraba thinks. Tichsiv Amar Malach Hashem, right? Domer Arab, Malach Hashem Tzvakos. So in this context, to Minalan de Mecharminan, how do we know that we could use Cherem? Tichsiv Oru Arur, etc. Deachal Vashasi Vahade, Vekai Barba Mostide, Tichsiv Yoshveha. Uminalan de Partinan Chatai Bitzibur, how do we know that we, are Mefarsim, this person's shortcoming, their failure? Tichsiv Kilova'u Le'ezras Hashem. Again, in the Pasuk, it's they failed to report to duty to the Ezra Hashem, but whatever the analog is in this particular case. And the Gemara then goes on to say, Minalan demifakrina dechase, dechse, vachosher leyovel, the shloshes yamim, but sasasarim, that's the Hefker based in Hefker, and then we'll continue on with the Gemara going forward. So the point is that the Gemara is talking about that this in, sort of a generic sense. The Rambam, as we see, Kedarko Bakodesh, add in the words, right, Misha'inu ben Nidoy, Kedei Ligdor Peretz, Kefima She'irailo, Shehasha Tzrichalakach. Meaning that you're not doing it, for any reason at all, right? You're doing it in a very specific, a highly specific context, namely the context being that the needs of society trump, in some sense, the fair punishment for this individual. Normally, this individual would not be deserving of Nidoy, Cherem, Shamta, etc. But Hasha Tzricha L'kach, right, that this could lead, this Geder HaParutz is itself, it requires, it necessitates this kind of response. And so, in that sense, we now have a new perspective on Pirsum HaChet. The reason that we're Mefarsim this Chet is not to further embarrass the guy, but the whole justification for punishing them altogether is in being Mefarsim the Chet. If you want Mefarsim the Chet, how is this going to stop, this kind of thing? People aren't even going to understand that that's why, this person is being punished in this way. So we need to be Mefarsim the Chet, not as an extra onesh, but for the Rambam to demonstrate that there's a need now, Ligdor Peret, so that everybody has a sense of, of Chol Ha'am Yishmu V'Yiro, very similar to the principles of Hachraza in general, right? The Ramban writes that the very reason that the Arba Tzrichin Hachraza, the Vinsur Mora, and the Edim Zomin, and the Mesis, and Zakin Mamre have Hachraza is because the only reason they're being put to death is Kedei Li'aser Bo'es HaRabim, is so that people know that this is an unacceptable thing. So here we have an analog for the Rambam. The whole point of this Nidoy or Cherem is a Pirsum, to make sure that people understand that a Rubicon has been crossed that cannot be trifled with in the future.